Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, August 7th. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host, Nobody! It seems that my co-host, I don't know if she is late or she is sick or I don't know. Because she is not sitting in queue waiting for me to plug her in or anything. Oh, wait. Never mind. Here she is.
Did you get worried?
Yes.
You should. Because, again, I forgot. I was just logging on to do my bills, and I saw you like, uh-oh. Well, that was very fortuitous of me to log on at exactly 9:01. I was like, man, I'll just play it off like I was messing with her the whole time. Like, no, I'll tell the truth.
Yeah, you best better tell the truth.
Oh, you guys are going to have dinner with me tonight.
Oh, yay!
I was out all day doing stuff. Tomorrow I'm taking a trip down to the beach and... So, needless to say, dinner isn't happening till very late, so you get to have spaghetti with me.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it is. It's homemade spaghetti. I spent like 6 hours or something like that making it yesterday. Crazy. So if you think I'm putting it off for 2 more hours, no.
That's all right. We'll let you eat while we're talking about ponies.
Yeah, you can put me on mute unless you want to hear it, you know. Hey, that could make for some interesting background ambiance.
Yes, it could. We could all, well, you know, I'll figure out some way to play with that. But before we head into our topic tonight.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Two issues I wish to discuss.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Because I know we will have enough time.
Okay.
I would like to prove a point and close a case.
That sounds serious.
Yes. My case is, just because you collect My Little Ponies, you're a girly girl.
Really? Yeah, I think you're going to have a hard time with that one.
I don't think so.
I've met some that would really, really smack you down for saying that.
Well, see, I didn't say it.
Oh?
A guy friend of mine told me that.
Like a guy would know anything about being a girly girl.
Yes. He told me that because I collect My Little Ponies, I am a girly girl.
A girly girl. Okay.
No. I do not think so. I have met pony people in person. We are not all girly girls.
No.
For the love of God, we have guy collectors.
So they're girly girls. They're girly guys. You're girly men.
There you go. But I would like to lay that to rest just because we like to collect pretty, cute, pastel colored ponies. You know, not girly girls.
Right. Speaking of pretty cute plastic pastel ponies, my my superhero pony arrived in the mail today.
Darn it, I still have to order mine.
They're out.
Uh-uh.
They were out as of like a couple days ago. They were out of stock. Now, unless they got more in or something happened, they are out of stock on.
Well, this figures. Because I had to wait until I got paid again.
Hey, I'm surprised it took that long. Last year they were out in like 2 days, if that. I mean, they were like, whoosh, gone.
Yeah.
This year, I mean, shoot, it took almost a week. I was like, wow. Maybe they just made more, you know, they're better prepared for the demand or something. I wonder, I don't know an actual number of how many were made. So it's really hard to say if they made more this year than last year.
Man, but this really stinks.
I also, in taking the chance here of sounding almost like, you know, branching out into other directions, I also ordered the little Pet Shop Comic-Con exclusive, and that came in the mail with my pony, which is it's super cute. That's cute, too. Because there are quite a few of us of the My Little Pony collectors that also collect the little Pet Shop stuff, so yes, they both arrived in the mail today. And Super Pony is super cool. Or are we, what are we calling her? What are we calling her this year? She's not called Super. We had Ninja Pony, and I thought we had Super Pony was the year before.
Yeah, last year was the Super Pony. This one, I think, is just...
No, last year was Ninja
Alter
Pony.
Alter Ego Pony or something.
Alter Ego, that's what it is. It's Alter Ego. Super Pony's the first day, first one, and then it was Ninja Pony, and now it's Alter Ego Pony, which is really, really flipping cool, let me tell you. When you're looking at it from either side of the box, you cannot see, like, the other side, the other half. I mean, it's just they positioned it and painted it just so that you truly don't realize there's something else going on, except with, like, seeing, like, just a little bit of the other legs, just barely. I mean, you just look at it and go, like, turn around, and you're like, whoa. Like, my daughter wasn't expecting it, and she just spent, like, 5 minutes flipping the box back and forth, so.
Yeah, I know. We got to see that. We got to see her in person at the fair. She was ultra cool, and guess what? She
what?
Is back in stock.
She is.
I am buying her right now.
You should. I guess what they, I mean, some people had speculated that maybe they've said out of stock to make sure that they had enough for all the orders they had gotten in, and maybe they just had to make sure they could, like, ship them all out and get a handle on things before they worried about, you know, okay, did we run out?
Yeah, and now I just got to remember what the discount code was for this year.
My Little Pony 9, I believe it was.
Hold on.
MLP is your My Little Pony 9 or My Little Pony 09?
Let me try 09. Adjust my price.
Probably MLP 9, now that you've tried 09.
That was not it.
It's 9, then. Now, making garlic bread. There we go. Yes, I don't make my garlic bread from scratch. I used to. I decided that, you know what, frozen garlic bread now is so good, I no longer need to go through that trouble.
It is not MLP 9, 09 or 9.
It's not MLP 9, and it's not MLP 09?
No, it is not.
It used to be. The Trading Post will say so. I used it.
Comic Con Pony. Yes, I know we are so off topic, but.
Hey, it's still Pony. It's, you know, and what year are we on?
We're
are we on year 8?
Year 9.
See? It's still related. It's year 9. You cannot say that we weren't, you know, sticking to theme in one way or another.
It's not taking the code.
Sucks to be you. I mean, oh, darn. This, we should probably put the thing, you know what, this is more like a PG, 11. I don't know if I quite say, maybe PG-13. Because every once in a while I do slip up and go, well, you know, maybe a 9-year-old wouldn't have wanted to hear that. But, yeah, I don't think 9-year-olds are up this late. I'm just going with that. And don't tell me about the West Coast people. I'm just going to, you know, pretend I don't know.
You just don't know.
I don't know. I'm clueless.
Well, everyone's saying it's MLP-9 and it's not working.
Let me verify the code.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Maybe they were like, you know what? Too many people use this code. We're getting rid of this code. I have totally not been supportive of this. No, not that. This is what happens when you're trying to talk while browsing the internet looking for something. Multitasking in this fashion just does not work out real well. Okay, here we go. I found the thread. MLP-9. That's what it was. So if it's not working, then, oh well. Then it means they discontinued that. Because I remember I called mine in and told them on the phone. And if you were getting the Lewis Pet Shop one, it was LPS-9. Or actually, it was LPS-2009 was for the LPS one.
Hmm.
But yes, MLP-9 and it worked for me.
Oh,
hey,
well.
Just be happy you're getting it at this point. You could have been like, you know what? Totally out of luck. You're going to sit there and squabble over a 10% discount, which amounts to what, $1.49?
This is true.
If you don't get it off of shipping.
And, of course, this night it wouldn't even let me use the code because I'm using PayPal anyway. What a ripoff.
Gotta love that PayPal. Hey, you know, in actuality, as much as people will complain about PayPal, if it wasn't for PayPal, there are so many transactions that just wouldn't happen. There are so many things you wouldn't sell. There are so many things you would sell for a lot less. There are so many things that just wouldn't be available to you. All right, people complain about the fees and everything else, and I know it stinks, but you know what? I'd rather have it than not.
Exactly. Okay, I've hit the continue button.
That's right, folks, live. Pandora Rose is ordering the 2009 Comic-Con pony. Yay!
Okay, here we go. We're going to press the order now button. Are we ready?
Do it. Did you order 5?
I ordered 1.
Oh. So you should have accidentally ordered more. That would have been exciting.
Yay! My order number is 304.
Don't tell people. What are you thinking?
04.
That's like telling people your PIN for your ATM, you know? Somebody's going to call them, hey, I need to change my address for order number such and such and such and such.
Of course.
Yeah, let's tell the whole pony community your freaking order number for the limited edition thing that was out of stock as of 2 days ago. You know what? That might have been my pony. That might have been the last one. Because when I ordered mine, I accidentally ordered the pony and then realized I forgot to order the Lewis Pet Shop. So I called up and said, I need to cancel my order and reorder because I want to put them both on this. I don't want to pay double shipping. So that's what they did. And just yesterday, or today, I can't remember which, they refunded me my original order price. So maybe they're like, okay, it's all clear. Everything's clear through the books. We can put that one pony back on Hasbro.com. And you may have just got it.
I may have.
See?
Yay.
See what I do? I was thinking of you. I was thinking, you know, somehow or another, I'm gonna beat the system.
Yes. I have ordered it. I have ordered it directly from Hasbro, unlike last year, where I had to search and search and search to find her.
Who'd you have to search to find? I was totally not paying attention to you.
I mean,
the show.
I had to search for last year's Comic-Con pony. So.
Okay, we're live on the air. Don't want to tell people that.
That's why I whispered it.
Yeah, but you whispered right by the earpiece. The hand, yeah. Oh, God. Probably about 10 minutes. Maybe sooner.
Yes, it is cooking live on
yes.
My Little Pony Talk.
True, Charles. Yes, I've already told them. They all know. All 10 of our listeners who listen to us live. The other 80 or whatever who tune in later will just be like, darn, missed it live.
Yes, you missed ordering a pony live on the air.
And the lollycat eating spaghetti and garlic bread. All right, so are we going to, like, actually do your 9, or are we going to, like, stall for another half hour? Is there anything else we can talk about before we actually talk about your 9?
Actually,
like, is there any, you know, the stuff you were talking about last week, did you get anywhere with that? Did you develop that idea anymore? Because that was your baby.
Yes, I know. I have not had the time. We actually had a really busy weekend last weekend, so.
So, a lot of progress made in that department.
Yeah. I'm hoping
moving
to
right
get
along.
It started this weekend. My other thing I wanted to discuss was I was reading the arena today, and someone mentioned something about lack of bidding on eBay.
Lack of bidding?
Lack of bidding. There's been, looks like, from what people are saying, there's like a slowdown in people buying ponies.
Oh, really? Maybe I should get my butt on there.
Okay.
Because the economy is actually showing the reverse. If you actually tune into, like, you know, financial reports and stuff, things are stabilizing, the job losses are slowing down, consumer confidence is coming back up, housing markets are stabling out. I mean, so what's up? Buy the ponies, people. Actually, I shouldn't be encouraging that. I want to go get me a cheap nightlight for $5.
There you go. But, you know, I think, you know, someone made a really good point. Back to school is coming up.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there you go. The pain of back to school is doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. That is it. No worries, people. All the ridiculous prices will return next month.
No kidding. And you will be able to get that Rapunzel for $5,897.76.
Oh, what a bargain.
And that's on the cheap side.
What a bargain. No, seriously, you know, now that you've told me that, I'm, like, going to be dipping into, like, the savings. Honey, but I had to. I'll never get an opportunity like this again, not until next year. But then the economy will have recovered, and they'll still be buying them. You should have seen some of the pleading, begging, convincing moments I have had in the last 12 years with basically justifying unusually expensive purchases. And for me, it's not as much as, like, some people who, like, buy Greeks and buy, you know, Rapunzels and stuff like that. I've never gone to that extreme. The biggest one I ever bargained for was $200. I wanted to pay $200 on a pony. And I had to do the whole groveling and begging and explaining the value and the worth and the this, that, and the other thing and one-time, lifetime opportunity. It worked. But, you know, there's only so many times you can really use that speech.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, of course, if you have to share finances with somebody else. Now, if you're on your own, you can do whatever the heck you want. That's fine and dandy. But, you know, when you're married, significant other who actually cares where the money goes.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Well, see, in my house, I actually pay on some of the bills rather than paying rent.
Do you have a pony budget? I think we mentioned that before. Do you have a pony budget?
I do have a pony budget, and I do believe I just spent my entire budget.
You have a $15 pony budget? Man, you need to up your budget. That is pitiful. You call yourself a collector?
Actually, it's actually less because I'm actually saving up for a laptop, so I'm saving up that.
Your priorities are really in line, and I don't approve of that.
Hey, come on, I do not do any pony buying until all the bills are paid. I put the money in the savings that I need to put in savings.
Being responsible is just not what pony collecting is about, okay? Giving us collectors a bad name everywhere.
I do have my splurging moments.
I'm glad. This is good to know.
Yes. Alrighty then. Now that we've had that moment, that laugh, and everything else, I guess it's about time that we get into the
topic.
Yeah.
No, I don't think people really care about the topic. You know, I think they care more about our just wackiness.
You think?
I think, you know, they're like, yeah, I know there's ponies made in year 9, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they're eating spaghetti and they're doing what? You know, I mean, that's so much more interesting. What did they drop this week? And who got, you know, thrown into the conversation this week? And babies screaming on the phone and children stealing pony snacks. That's what makes the show.
And microwave
and that's not the microwave, that's the timer for my garlic bread. Turn it off. Oh, crap, I forgot how to use it. Okay, there it is. Nothing like being put on the spot to make you, like, forget where the dang button is that you've been using for 4 years. Time to turn the garlic bread. I'll be ready in 2 minutes. Seriously, I think, you know, some of the most positive comments we've ever received on the show have been of our more ridiculous moments.
Our ridiculous moments, the giggle track.
You know, a couple times they'll say, yeah, you know, it was really informative, but more times than not, you know, they tune in for the giggle track and the ridiculous moments and, you know, our Sea Pony song, and I'm sticking with that. That's my theory. But if you really want to talk about year 9, we can. That's cool.
Yes, I do. As we all know, year 9 ventured between 1990 and 1991. We actually entered a new decade.
Okay.
And
yeah, 1990 and 1991. So, yes, Kurt Cobain was on the scene and Courtney Love was collecting My Little Ponies.
Yes, she was.
I'm guessing, you know, wouldn't be beyond me to know that was truth.
Yes, well, but who knows? They may have been. But
I'm doing the bills at the same time. I am doing 3 different things right now, and I had to remember what the heck I just spent that money on. Well, wow, I spent that on what? I don't even remember spending that money. And that was just 2 hours ago.
Oh my. That's
not
good.
I remember now.
Anyhoosen, year 9, I think we're seeing a lot more gimmicks coming out of Hasbro, because, you know, you really have to think at this point they're seeing the end of the tunnel.
You think they're seeing the end of the tunnel?
I think they were kind of seeing the end of the tunnel for Generation 1 in the U.S.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's really hard to push pink pony plastic when grunge is hitting the scene, you know?
Yeah.
Things are changing, and things are no longer, you know, the whole new world.
Yes.
Computers are really, you know, just gadgetry is taken off in general. Start seeing stuff like that happening.
Exactly. So,
that's the spaghetti water.
Our first girls up on the block, actually, if you really think about these girls, they were actually with the times. They were kind of with the times.
Okay, I'm not at a computer or anything, so let me try and guess. Were they neon with crimped hair? Right on! Yes, I knew it.
They were the Rockin' Beat Ponies.
Woohoo!
And
I love.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Who, me?
Yes.
I was gonna say the number one thing I love about them is their guitar brushes. I mean, I just thought that was absolute genius on the part of Hasbro.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got all my guitar brushes, I was just so happy to go with all my Rockin' Beats.
we've got a, this is the year, I think, that one pony came with a ribbon.
Well, who needs ribbons when you got guitars? Come on.
Yes. These girls, I'm reading here, the Rock and Beat Ponies were a bunch of rock stars with vibrant neon colors, crimped hair, in homage to the 80s when so-called hair bands were very popular. Heavy eyeshadow, neon guitars that doubled as brushes. And they also made an appearance in the My Little Pony Tales cartoon series.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty nifty.
Oh, yes, it is. And
finally,
had...
Shady has some company.
Yes, and they were
because, you know,
very
she was a cool groupie with Shade.
Oh, yes. She was. She was the groupie for Half Note, Pretty Beat, Sweet Notes, and Tuneful.
Okay.
Which...
It's totally your guy's fault. The garlic bread is ready, the spaghetti is cooked, I forgot to heat up the sauce. I stink at multitasking. So now I've got everything sitting here getting cold while I heat up the sauce. Okay, yeah, let's talk about them Rock and Beat Ponies. Rock on. That crimped hair, you know, it's nice to find one that's not totally frizzed out. But, you know, yeah, they are like, seriously, like you're saying, if you want to talk about, like, stuff going on at that time, they're just a couple years late, though, with the neon,
yeah.
I think. The neon was really cool, I would say, about maybe 4 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
And took them a while to really get on the bandwagon for that.
Yes, it did. And these guys, they look like, oh, God. Their symbols basically were in the same style as Twice as Fancy. And there was really no rhyme or reason to their symbols. They were basically geometric shapes in the, for Tuneful and Pretty Beat. And Half Note, Sweet Note.
They don't
notes,
need rhyme or reason. They're rock stars.
She had like a paisley look going on her symbol. I mean, these ones were just wild, out of the norm.
Rebels, man. They were rebels.
Yes. They were not doing the pastel-y pink. They were doing hot pink, magenta. Yeah, these girls were just saying, hi, look at me, I am here. Love me, or just go away.
I'm telling you, though, I'm seriously, the guitar brushes make that set. I mean, you can have them, and, you know, they're wacky and everything, but when you put the guitar brushes on there, I mean, they're totally jamming.
Mm-hmm.
It totally changes the feel of that set. And it's interesting how just, like, at the same time, you know, one little bad marketing decision can just really kill the idea. Something as simple as a guitar brush, man, just made it. That just made it.
Yeah, it pulled everything together, and this is actually one set I do not have anyone from this set, I am sad to say.
Well, you know, just having them, say, like, when I first got them, I was like, yeah, whatever. It wasn't until you got the guitar brushes, and then it just made sense. Before that, they were just like, what the heck are these guys? And so, it's just, yeah, some things are just like that. Sort of like the ballerina ponies. The ballerina ponies, I feel the same way about. You know, without their tutus, you don't quite get it, you know? They just don't look right. They don't look finished.
No, they do not, definitely do not look right.
That would be the microwave.
And I really hate this when I cannot find a checklist.
What? What do you mean you can't find a checklist? You don't have a checklist for your stuff? What are you talking about?
No, I have a checklist for my stuff. I just can't find one particular list. And it's kind of nerve-wracking right now. But anywhoosin.
Who's next? Come on,
test me.
Give me a clue. Let me think. Are we on to Sundazzle Sisters, or were they the next year?
No, you're off.
No, I'm off.
They're glow and...
Grow? Glowing shows?
Yes.
Yes! Those guys rock.
The translucent sparkle ponies came back again for a second year.
But they weren't... What, the sparkle ponies were re-released?
Basically, except for... Instead of only being filled with sparkles, they were filled with tiny hearts and stars that actually glowed in the dark.
I say, don't confuse me, because I was like, Sparkle Ponies did not make a comeback this year. This is glowing shows. This is glow-in-the-dark little bits.
Yes,
which are
but
totally cool.
You kind of can just kind of say that they did come back, but just in a completely different form.
No, you're just saying translucent ponies came back. They are not sparkle ponies. They are their own ponies.
But they still had sparkles in them.
Do they? You going to make me go upstairs to the pony room in the middle of dinner?
Well, maybe not. Nope. I'm sorry. No, they don't.
Thank you.
Well,
making
me
think
I
I'm going senile? Like, come
well,
on, I love these guys, and I do not remember any sparkles. What are you talking about? Come back with sparkles. These guys are unique and freaky. If you didn't know what was coming, I think we talked about this in a previous episode, and several people have had the experience of before eBay, you know, as much really digging around to find out what you were getting into, you find that glow in the show, and you clean it up, and you put it on your... You know, your shelf somewhere, you turn out the lights, and you're like, oh, my God, what is that?
You see something
freaks
very eerily glowing in the dark, yeah.
Yeah, especially like in my case where I had it in the bedroom, and turn out the lights, go to bed, and I roll around, what the heck is that? Seriously bugged me out. But then I was like, oh, wow, that is so cool. And I'm not the only one that has had that exact experience, which is really pretty awesome to know that, you know, so many people have been freaked out in the middle of the night by a glowing show.
Yes, but, you know, if you're not expecting it, and especially with, you know, the normality of these girls having what they used to be able to do not work anymore.
What are you talking about?
You've had ponies in which, you know, happy tails, they don't twirl anymore.
All my stuff works.
The brush and grows where their tail does not grow anymore.
Well, okay, so you have some mechanical mechanisms that could possibly fail on you, but I've been very fortunate that all of my, you know, all of my happy tails and grow, brush and grows and everything, they work just dandy. I have, however, gotten one recently at a yard sale that is just foobered. Poor thing.
Okay.
So, yes, but I see what you're saying. It's very hard for these guys not to work. You know,
yes.
Glow in the dark, radioactive plastic lasts a lifetime. Sweetie. Okay.
I should know.
Dinner's ready.
I've had enough radiation going through me. I should be glowing in the dark myself.
Well, a friend of mine had some radiation. She's getting ready for some massive surgery, and she had to have some radioactive stuff put into her veins to, like, go through her, like, whole system. And they actually told her, don't go around pregnant women for 2 days, and don't go through airports. You'll set off the alarms. I'm like, holy cow, she's going to glow in the dark. So I thought that was pretty darn interesting.
When I had my radioactive iodine for my thyroid, okay, when you walk into the room and the other person in the room with you is in a full biohazard suit holding this huge lead container handing you two pills while still in this suit saying, if you do not throw up, you may leave. But stay away from pregnant women, small children, and small animals next to you.
Yeah, that sounds like what my friend went through. That's the thing. Awesome.
Yeah, you're sitting there staring at that person going, Why am I doing this?
Forgot the vegetables.
You are in a biohazard suit, and I'm the one taking the pill. What is wrong with this picture?
Milk. We don't have any Sprite. Milk. Forgot to make the vegetables. Now the vegetables are being made. As we sit down and eat the spaghetti. Lovely.
Well, who needs vegetables when you've got spaghetti?
Well, you know, I'm kind of funny that way. I really try to have, like, a fruit or a vegetable with every meal. I'm not always successful at it, but,
tomatoes are fruit.
Yeah. Well, then, see, I need a vegetable.
They're also a vegetable. There you go. I've just solved your dilemma.
Yeah, technically they're a fruit. And when they've got a whole bunch of other stuff in there, I just don't feel that that's quite enough of a serving. But,
okay,
who are we talking about again? Oh, yeah, we're talking about the glowing shows.
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I'm trying to put my room back together now that I have torn it apart.
In the dark. Yeah, the stars and the hearts and the...
I like this.
My daughter was up at 3 o'clock in the morning playing in the pony room last night.
She was prepping for the
show.
You
know what she did? She committed a crime while she was in there. She took a flat iron with her.
Oh!
I didn't straighten the curly ones.
No, she didn't straighten the curly ones, but she started to mess with a couple that just had straight hair. And, you're going to tell me you didn't mess with Rarity? All right, well, still, she messed with one and learned her lesson, because when you mess with the straight hair, then it doesn't, like, do that nice little curl under the neck anymore. When you straighten it with a flat iron.
I think she should not be allowed in the pony room for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was like, that'll happen.
What?
They're saying you should be banned from the pony room for 2 weeks.
No, she was, you know, first of all, she didn't do it on anybody rare. They're just a G3.
Oh,
and she learned. She learned as soon as she did. She's like, results were not very spectacular. And if you are going to do it, there is a way to do it, which I know it's been a long time, but you weren't using the correct products or anything.
Okay.
All right, so what about that variant? We got a variant. Excuse me. I'm going to choke on spaghetti here. Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of weird when
you're
trying to talk and the noodle is half in your mouth and half down your throat.
Hold on one moment. Did you leave the TV set on?
Me?
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought maybe it turned on by itself.
I don't have that kind of power to turn on your TV set from here.
No, I was asking my mother if she had left the TV set on, because I'm walking back into the living room and all of a sudden there's a picture on the screen.
You know what I love about our show? We don't let life get in the way. We just carry on now. Yeah, we're doing the show. I'm eating garlic bread, having dinner. You know, that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my God. Poor Nico. I just hit back into the chat room, and she goes, I walk away. She says, blank, what's this about radioactivity and pregnant women? And then she goes, I walk away for like 5 minutes to take pictures, and I hear about radioactivity and pregnant ladies.
And then she comes back 5 minutes later, and she hears about garlic bread and spaghetti. She's like, this is My Little Pony Show, isn't it?
We're just getting off topic, as we always do.
All right, well, the glowing shows. Which, again, I absolutely love this set. After being freaked out in the middle of the night, I was hooked. I was just, gotta have them all. And I do. They're fantastic. I think I am very much into translucent plastic, personally. So, for me, they are just, like, very cool. I know some people don't particularly care for them, but they also are a set that have a variant in them. Or a second release that is a variant.
Well, let's say who they are first, and you can tell me who has a variant.
Okay.
We have Bright Glow, Dazzle Glow, Happy Glow, Star Glow, and Dazzle Glow.
Did you say Dazzle Glow twice?
Yes, I did.
So, would there it be Dazzle there. Glow? Is that like a not so subtle hint?
Let me think.
I know it's not Star Glow. I know it's not Happy Glow.
It must be Dazzle Glow.
So.
Okay. I see the variation. The variation is one actually has blue hearts.
Yellow moons, orange stars. I mean, no, yes, that's exactly what happened. She has blue hearts as opposed to the clear hearts, right? Or was it pink hearts in the first one?
Pink hearts. They look pink.
Now, does it explain that this is just like the second year release that this happened, or this is just a weird variation? I was under the impression it's a second year release, and the color of the plastic.
It's
slightly different.
It's a different shade of plastic. I'm looking in Summer's book, and she's got it in the sink, coming out the same year.
Hmm. Maybe just a second run on the same year?
Maybe. Okay, here we go. I'm looking at Dream Valley right now. On the Glow and Shows Ponies back card. Now, this
on the Glow
is Dazzle
Show
Glow.
Hmm? Yeah.
She is shown having blue hearts. However, actual versions of Dazzle Glow with blue hearts were not sold in the U.S.
No kidding. So I have something from another country. That's even more awesome.
So she is basically considered from another country, but she's still kind of shown with the U.S. version. I think it's only because she was shown on the U.S. back card.
Hmm. So, have we broken any of our laws by talking about her? I don't think so. I think we can get away with it.
No. Because it's being shown on Dream Valley with the U.S. ponies. It's in Summer's book, which is the U.S. ponies. We have not broken any rules or laws.
Yay! I didn't think we did either. I was like, you know, I think we can go there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't even realize. I remember, you know, like I said, years ago I had looked into it, and I thought she was just a, like a second-year release.
Oh, yeah.
And I was not aware that she was actually released in another country. That's news to me. I don't remember that being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So I love her even more. Her plastic, by the way, is like a little more purpley. And I don't know if that's like just because like maybe the blue of the hearts, you know, like maybe the dye like affected the plastic, or if they just happened to make it more purpley.
Maybe. But here's another thing. I'm reading this from Summer's book, and it says right in here,
All right, one more time.
The distribution, thank you, of the items inside the ponies were so random that no two Glow and Show ponies are exactly alike.
I wonder if they used that in their marketing campaign.
They may have, because you got to figure. You've got a Glow and Show pony. Your girlfriend's got a Glow and Show pony. And they're
you
the
know
same pony.
Is. This is going to come down to, like when you go and, like, get your engagement ring or something, and they're like, no two diamonds are alike, and look under the microscope so you can see your inclusions, and this is the signature of your diamond, so you'll always know it's yours. I mean, could you imagine little girls just talking about, well, mine had the blue heart in the lower right of the hoof and the with a yellow, green, purple star thing or yellow star overlapping it just right there at the little... Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering if there were any girls that were quite that OCD to really notice.
Maybe not.
I tend to think they would notice something like a cymbal rub or a haircut before they would notice, like, the exact placement of the hundreds of pieces of embedded plastic. Unless, of course, like, one was, like, in a really obviously odd area, then maybe they might be like, yeah mine's the one that's got it right over her eye. Now, that might be noticeable.
Yeah, that might be a little noticeable.
Mine's the one that's got all the blue hearts spelling out, go away.
Now, see, my mother would love that one.
You stole my bread. Gosh. I feed you. I clothe you. You steal my pony snacks. You steal my garlic bread. What is your issue?
Oh, God. But also, these guys were actually, along with the Rock and Roll Ponies, they were also in an episode of the My Little Pony Tales cartoon series.
So did everybody have to stay up past their bedtime to watch that one?
Maybe. Or else maybe they all decided, oh, we're going to go to bed now. And they all try to go to bed, and they're like, holy cow, what in the world?
Dazzleglow, turn off the light.
The light is off. Oh, my God, that's you.
Like, seriously, it kind of goes against the whole, you know, ponies going to bed at night. Well, if one glows in the dark, doesn't that make them like the night owl?
Either that or the night light.
No. Hand away from the garlic bread. No. Quarter. Unbelievable. You need to eat your vegetables. Eat your vegetables and I'll give it to you.
Bribery now?
Yes, I got to bribe her to eat her vegetables. You know, it's amazing.
Really?
When she was little, I used to send this kid, 6 years old, she went to school by request with bags of raw spinach, cut up green peppers, radishes. Yeah, this is stuff she wanted, okay, in her lunchbox. And now I've got to bribe her to eat her vegetables.
Oh, my.
Very weird. I'm so proud. Oh, these wonderful eating habits that I'm instilling in my child.
Wait 10 years.
Yeah, that went out the window.
Oh, yes, it did.
Well, not entirely. I mean, she will choke them down.
Gotta love you. She will choke them down.
Yeah. She's gagging as we speak. Yeah. I gave you extra water chestnuts. So, anything else we should say about the glowing shows? I mean, as much as I love them, but
not really that much. They glowed in the dark. They were on the My Little Pony Tales cartoon series for an episode, probably as a nightlight.
Anything interesting about their poses or anything? See, I'm completely incapacitated here. You're just gonna have to do the research in for me. I'm just going to do the commentary.
Let me see. They were.
I don't remember them having any problems whatsoever.
No.
Oh.
Although I believe there are
some
people trying to say stuff that, like, oh, the cloudier ones are older and you got to get the ones with the clearer translucent plastic. Well, you know what? That's a bunch of rubbish.
Oh, wait, actually, here's a little tidbit here. If you actually want to try and find the episode that they were in the episode Up and Away, and only one pony could see them.
No, I'm kidding, I really didn't.
That was Patch.
Huh. That wasn't quite as interesting of a tidbit as I was hoping for, but okay.
Huh.
I do know that you didn't want to keep them in the sun, because that would affect the color of their plastic. So, I mean, if you want to talk about any kind of potential problem with them, it would be, you know, you really don't want them out in the sun. Which could only be problematic if kids were, like, overzealous and were like, I'm going to leave them out in the window all day and they'll glow all night. Which, as we know, doesn't happen.
No.
Okay.
Definitely do.
Who's next?
Next up, these girls only had their symbol on one side of their body.
Sign of things to come.
But there was a reason for only having it
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. I know who they are.
Who are they?
They're a little bit bigger, and they come with little charms that stick conveniently into their pocket.
Yes, they do.
Yay! I'm 3 for... Well, no, I didn't quite get the last one that well.
They are the Precious Pocket Ponies. And their symbols were 3D, and they actually formed a little pocket on their side, which you could fit a little charm that was attached to a little silver cord.
Rinse out your dishes and put them in the dishwasher, please.
God, always an excuse with you. Yay! She's getting so big, she's able to change the toilet paper in her own bathroom now. Only took me 13 years to get her to do that.
Oh, dear God, that is just too funny.
The toilet paper roll, excellent, on the back of the toilet. And she'll get it, and she'll use it and sit it on her sink, which is all of a foot and a half away from the toilet paper holder. And the trash can is underneath the toilet paper roll. How hard is it to change the toilet paper roll? After a year of nagging, she's finally doing it.
Hooray!
So, those pocket ponies, you know, interesting side story related to pocket ponies. I am not a customizer, even though I went to art college and all that fun stuff. You would think I'd be all about doing the whole customizing bit, but I've never really been, like, moved to really do it. I appreciate buying a few customs here and there. But the one time, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do a custom. I'm going to do it a Vincent Van Gogh pony, and I'm going to make his pocket an envelope, and it's going to have an ear that sits inside. I was going to make me a Precious Pocket Pony of Vincent Van Gogh, and then, like, do, like, the sunflowers or something on his other side, give him a two-sided symbol and, you know, chop off his ear. You know, he'd be a pony with half an ear. And I was totally into this idea. I went and I got the bait boy, you know, and I got the hair and I got everything ready. And then somebody else came out with a Vincent Van Gogh custom. Granted, it didn't have, like, the lopped-off ear or anything, but it just totally killed my desire to do it.
Yeah, that would kill my desire to do it, too.
Because I'm like, man, now they're just going to be, like, thinking I, like, thought of somebody else's idea, even though I'd been thinking about the idea for 6 months. I was, like, getting all the proper stuff together, and, yeah, I was bummed. I might still do it one day. But I've been saying that for, like, the last, I don't know, 7 years. So all you people out there, I had the idea first, just haven't done it.
Yes, you have heard it live. She did have the Vincent Van Gogh pony idea first. Yes, she did.
And how much more precious can a pocket be than a pocket that has your body part in it? That's pretty darn precious to Vincent, anyway. I mean, it was his ear.
Yes.
Which, in all actuality, again, that story is completely really taken out of context. He basically lost his ear in a little duel with his buddy Gauguin, and then they trumped it up that he sent the ear to his love and everything and intentionally sliced off his ear, which really isn't how it happened. That's the arc you can be coming out. We're just going to stick with the whole romantic side of chopping off your ear in a weird stalker kind of way and sending it to your girl.
I like
that. So, you going to tell us about the ponies?
Yes, we are. These guys, their the little charms matched up with their symbols perfectly. You had Bubblefish, whose symbol was basically a fishbowl. Her charm was a fish, and the fishbowl was sitting on top of the table. And it looked like the fish was just splashing right back into the bowl because there were little dots of splash marks coming out of the bowl. You had Bunny Hop, who I personally do own.
She's really
is,
sweet. I love Bunny Hop. That's a cute one.
She is so cute. and it's a little top hat with a little magic wand, and you've got the little bunny that the magician always seems to be able to pop out of that hat, even though there's nothing inside of the hat.
Amazing.
Of course, you never do look down. You never can see the little trap door in the underside of that table.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that nobody knows about that. But
no.
Yeah, like when you talk about little problems that could plague these poor guys, Bubblefish had the problem with her little clear goldfish bowl getting really scuffed up and cloudy from being tossed around in toy boxes and whatnot. So that would be Bubblefish's little issue that she would crop up with if she had her bowl at all attached to her still. And then poor Bunny Hop had the notorious pink hair that could fade, so finding her with a nice pink hair would be her thing, you know, as well as the top hat. I think the top hat stayed on Bunny Hop better than some of the other attachments.
Yeah, actually, I think my Bunny Hop actually has pink hair. I actually have a pink-haired Bunny Hop.
Woohoo!
Yay! But onwards to Little Pocket, who was basically a piggy bank with a coin in it. I'm trying to look at her picture a little bit closer, and I can't really make out.
Yes, it's a piggy bank.
Yes, but there's something coming around the piggy bank.
Oh, I'd have to go upstairs and look. Let me go look. Now interrupting my spaghetti garlic bread dinner for you guys. To the pony room.
Oh, wait. Never mind, I found it.
No, look, I am on my way there. Darn it, I'm going to tell you what's around her. Make me get up. I'm going to tell you. Okay. Here we are. Pony room. Okay, where are you? Oh, there you are. Why the heck they have these around her, I don't know. But she has a lovely little butterfly with some flowers and some hearts.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
I mean, I guess because, you know, pigs love to spend time in flowers and with butterflies and hearts. I mean, come on, if you really wanted to be accurate, you know, you put a pig in a thing of mud and hay. But such is the pony world.
Yes. That is how everyone at Hasbro thinks of a pig, as wanting to be around butterflies and cute flowers.
Well, I guess that is a better way to think of a pig. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't think of, like, a table or... I guess they already used the table idea once, but I thought they would have, I don't know, incorporated that somehow with a... maybe, like, a hand reaching for the piggy bank and then, like, another hand slapping the crap out of it would have been more appropriate. No, you may not touch your savings.
There you go.
No, a hammer looming over the piggy bank might have been good.
Yes.
Got to get that penny out.
Sounds good to me.
Just ideas tossing around.
Yeah. But last but not least was Sweet Pocket, who had a pink flower, had a stem for the flower, and her little charm was a cute little yellow bee.
I have to say, that was another one. You know, overall, the pockets, I think they really did a nice job on them. They picked some really nice little cute things that went with them, and they all sat in there very nicely. And
even though their molds were basically, it was basically two molds, but you got to figure, you've got to do some kind of a mold that's going to be able to have something adhere to the back end.
Yeah, they did to make a whole new mold for these guys, a really sturdy, beefy mold for them.
Yeah, so it's only two different poses, but even if just with two poses, they're still adorable.
Come on, it's only four ponies. I mean, two poses. I mean, it's not a big reach there. I mean, I understand, but they're all in the same pose, but They knew they really were only going to use this body type for this one particular run. So I think the fact that they gave us two poses, unlike things they've done in future generations, is pretty darn gracious of them.
Oh, yes, definitely. They at least gave us two different ways to be looking at them, even though their display side is on the same side, you know, versus one
being
on
one side.
Oh,
you mean like mixing it up and maybe twisting them around so it wouldn't be so obvious?
Yeah. But I guess you got to figure, their heads are both in the same directions and all of that, so I guess it would have been kind of...
I'd say, yeah, if you switched that around, you would have had to, like, do, like, an exorcist thing with the head.
Yes, and I don't think anyone
might not have worked so well.
Yeah. So, but a little tidbit here, with Bubblefish's back card, it actually featured a cat as part of her symbol reaching up to grab the fish.
See, I told you, they had my things in mind. I mean, come on. They were going there. Somebody snuck that on in. They're like, dang it, Bob! After they got the production done. Told you we weren't going to use the cat.
Oh, well.
Oopsie, thought you gave me permission for that.
Yeah, well, nope, they didn't. Oh, well.
That's pretty awesome.
And... up next is, this is, if I remember correctly, this is their third run for this mold. It's another set of Sweetheart Sisters, but this time they're simply called Pretty Ponies.
Are these the simple ones?
Very simple. Their symbols are just one color. It's a heart, but what the heart looks like is different between each one. They don't come with an earring.
Dolly, you are a cat. You do not eat water chestnuts or broccoli. Get out of the sink. Sometimes you got a reminder, you know? So, back to the ponies.
Yes. But, I mean, this is basically what I'm reading here. The Pretty Ponies were similar to Sweetheart Sisters, but simplified in design. They were meant to be a girl's first pony.
I would say, yeah, I seem to recall it was like they were trying to, like, bring in that next generation. You know, they've been around for 9 years now, and it probably was pretty overwhelming for the young kids to go to the store and see, like, these crazy ponies, you know, because the... in the very beginning of it all, sure, they had the nice little simple blossom butterscotch, you know, to lure in the kids of that time. But now these new kids are just like, oh, what is up? I need something really simple. I'm 5 years old. Come on.
Yeah, give me something cute. Give me something nice.
Of course, three probably is closer to the mark.
Probably. And these girls, they didn't come with an earring, and their hair...
because they were geared for three-year-olds. You don't want them to choke.
Their hair basically was just another shade of their body color.
They were the monochromatic wallflower sisters.
Yes.
They were the spinster sisters. If they had to go and, you know, there were only so many big brothers to go around and, you know, compared to their other sisters, well, let's face it.
Yeah. These girls were... well, we can kind of call them the pre-teens.
Before they went wild and started piercing their hair and dyeing their hair. And
yes. Because you had Beauty Bloom, Flower Dream, Garden Glow, who I have, and Rosie Love, who I have. I have half of this set.
You know what? I'm not sure who I have. When it came to the Sweetheart Sister ponies, I kind of lost track. I mean, you had a couple there that had, like, the same color scheme. You had a one of the, the prom queen girls, I think it was Daisy Dancer, who was yellow with green hair, had the same exact colors as, one of the other sweetheart sisters that had the flower symbol. And
right.
I'm trying to remember. And which was very confusing. You know, for the longest time, I wasn't sure which one I had. Not that I didn't know when I looked at it. It's just I kept forgetting. Because I would see the yellow body and the green hair and go, which one do I have again? Which, you know, come on. I mean, how often does that happen in the pony world that you have... I mean, there's only so many sweetheart sisters. Why did they produce them? But, you know, I'm going to have to go up because I have no clue. I think I have one. I just don't know how many. So, up I go. Can I have a shoo-wee-doo, shoo-shoo-wee-doo?
Okay, let me go give it to you.
Thank you. Made it to the top of the stairs. Right on. Let's see. Who do I have? And you said they all had hearts, the really simple heart design. So they weren't the ones that had the flowers, which also were monochromatic, really. I mean, well, not completely, because they had some color to their symbol. But, you know, they were pink with pink hair and everything else. Let's see who I got.
Yeah, their symbols were hearts. Beauty Blooms was the most simplest because it was basically one solid color. It looked kind of like a box of candy. But the other ones were more of the open type hearts where there were spaces. And it kind of looked like the symbol was stamped on.
Apparently, they went the way of eBay. So I know I had one or two at one time, but I guess I decided they were too blah and sold them. On to a more loving home that would appreciate them.
Yes.
So no, I don't have them. Unless they're hiding in a completely different location.
Probably.
Let's take a look. Looking at my Dazzle Glows, having a moment. Since we did just talk about you guys.
Move on.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. No. No, I am not seeing. I don't have any of those guys. Wow.
Hmm.
My life is void of these. Devoid.
It sounds like it.
Well, that was a depressing journey. Usually I have at least one representative. What the heck? I have all of the precious pocket ones, though, so I can sit there and say, I have all my precious pocket ones with all their charms and everything else, and I can feel better about myself and move on.
Yay! Oh, up next, we're heading into Babyland!
And I've completely lost track with the teeny tiny itty bitty twins. I have no idea what's in this year. This is another one of those things like, okay, what the heck did they do to the baby this time? Is this the one where they really look like cats? Well, they're so itty itty bitty that seriously, like eBayers that didn't know any better were like, My Little Pony cat. Are these the ones in this year?
They are in this year, but they're not up next.
Okay, they're not up next.
You know, three sets of babies for this year. First up, we've got Baby Rainbow Ponies.
Oh, yes. You know, those are like the bane of my existence.
Although the Rainbow Ponies had been introduced as early as the second year of My Little Ponies, this was the first year they had Baby Rainbow Ponies, but they are not the children of any previous Rainbow Ponies.
Took them long enough, you know. Usually when they came out with one thing, they like immediately followed up with a baby, you know, or a baby similar theme. I mean, how many years went by that they had the rainbow ponies, and then now they're just coming along with some babies? What the hey?
Yeah, they waited 7 years.
Well, is that all it took them?
Please.
You know, it's really good to have a well-established relationship where you decide to have children, so...
But these aren't children of anybody.
I know. I was just making a joke. Go with it.
I know.
You know, I think the pony community as a whole had to make a call on that one because, like, you know, we're bringing in lots of babies. Let's really, you know, think about what we're doing here.
Yes.
And then they were like, ah, nah, let's just have more babies.
These girls, their symbols basically are kind of all the same. They're basically rainbow symbols.
Yeah, I don't find them to be quite as interesting as the original rainbow curl. I really equate them more to the rainbow curl ponies that came out because of the way their symbols are done and the hair and everything, as opposed to just the rainbow ponies. But I don't find that they really did as much. I feel like somebody was just really tired and was just pumping them out. You know, that's a rainbow pony. Yeah, make one in this color, that color, that color. Give them all rainbow hair and a rainbow of some sort on them. Okay, move on.
Yeah.
That's really kind of the vibe I get from those poor guys. And, you know, not to say they aren't cute.
They are cute.
And some of them, I think they were a huge smash with the little girls because they've been one of the more difficult sets for me to find in good condition. And maybe I'm not looking hard enough, or maybe by the time I got to that, it was just like, maybe I was feeling a little bit of pony burnout or something, but I just wasn't finding them. I have one or two of them, but my white one is just in horrible condition. She's quarantined in a Ziploc. That's how bad off she is, so.
Yeah.
I don't have them. What were there? Were there three or four of them?
There was four.
So do tell me, because I'm not very up on my rainbow pony babies.
They've got Baby Bright Bow, Baby Rain Ribbon, Baby Star Bow, and Baby Sun Ribbon.
So we had a white one, a purple one, a blue one, and a pink one?
Yes. And I think this was one of the first sets of babies. No, this wasn't. This is another set of babies that came with absolutely nothing but a brush.
Because magically rainbows would beat them and be their bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really starting to chintz out at the end there, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're really chintzing out here. They've got nothing for these girls. And up next, we've got...
Fair, shush. How hard is it to keep producing ribbons? I mean, come on.
I know.
I don't know.
As I said, this is the first year where there is absolutely not one ribbon to be found amongst any ponies.
That's just sad. I'm cleaning up after spaghetti dinner, in case you're wondering. I'm not... Yep, maybe I am. I'm not injuring anybody. Just cleaning up.
It sounds like you're injuring somebody yourself.
Well, does the kitchen sink count? Well, I just injured the kitchen sink. Okay. And there goes the rest of the spaghetti. Well, the spaghetti that couldn't be salvaged and put into the leftover spaghetti sauce thing. So, rainbow babies. So how many of these guys do you have? How is your rainbow baby collection doing?
I don't have any.
You don't have any?
I have not found any.
Oh. See, I told you these were a little bit more tricky, or maybe you just haven't been looking, but it seems like they're kind of an in-demand set. The few times I've looked into it.
Well, you gotta figure, these girls are a little bit harder to find.
And I think they were, you know, as much as we may not have been as impressed as far as on the design aspect, like we felt maybe they could have done a little bit more like they had done with some of their previous rainbow ponies incarnations, the little girls ate them up. They're like, yay, rainbow pony babies! And, yeah, so, I mean, all the ones that I've usually found are usually very loved, you know, in pretty well-loved condition, or you just don't find them.
Yeah.
That's been my experience with it, but not to say that I'm sure, you know, the public people, there's going to be somebody out there that, my gosh, if I see another baby bright bow, you know, there's always a... What's the one pony that cursed your existence that didn't seem to matter what lot you got or what you were after, you had a million and one of these.
Yum, yum. The Flutter Pony, yum yum.
Flutter Pony, yum yum, really? Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that that was their pony that they seem to keep getting. Mine was Parasol. I got parasols upon parasols upon parasols. It seems like every time I turned around, even if it wasn't in the lot description, one would show up. Here's another parasol that I found this pony. Thought you might want it.
Hmm.
So I had a million and one parasols.
Would you like to know something very interesting?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I just went on eBay, and I searched for... I just picked one. I picked Baby Brightbow.
Okay.
She's up on auction right now.
Okay.
I'm going to watch her.
Okay, what is her current bid?
Her current
bid. Because we are not bound by the arena or the TP. This is our show. We can talk about auctions. What is the current bid?
$4.99.
Ooh.
But we're also dealing with a newbie.
A suspect dealer. Either a newbie dealer or somebody who has a bad reputation in the pony community, so therefore they made a new alias. Boo.
But actually, I'm looking at all of her previous sells. And she sold quite a few rare ponies.
Yeah, which tells me even more that this is somebody that, for whatever reason, has a mar on their record somewhere that they just wanted to hide and cover up. Because you don't become a noob collector and suddenly have a whole bunch of rares. Okay? I think something is going on there. Maybe somebody who's logging in to sell ponies for another friend who maybe doesn't have a very good reputation. I personally don't care what pony you're talking about. I don't take chances on auctions like that. When things don't add up, they don't add up.
Yeah, because she sold a coat and tails, a glow and show, two glow and shows. Yes, I don't like her. And her feedback is only 13.
Hmm. See, and I'm also superstitious. I don't like the number 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I find something else not to like about this poor innocent person that probably has nothing to do with any of the things that I've said? I do think it's suspect. But that's just, you know, after, I don't know, God, 12, 13, whatever, how many freaking years it is. You know, you've seen enough scammy things happen that you start to go... You start to see things maybe where they don't exist, you know. But, you know, I personally don't trust it.
Well,
I'll not bid on it.
Our next set, let's move on.
Okay. I've
got a little behind this set. We've got the Baby Ballerina ponies. And I've got this complete set.
I feel they got robbed.
Yes.
Baby ballerinas got robbed. You know, their moms got all kinds of cool stuff, and the baby ballerinas were just, like, robbed.
You had baby soft stuff, baby sweet stuff, baby tippy toes, and baby toe dancer. And my story revolves around baby sweet stuff, who would have been the first ballerina.
Sorry, is this distracting at all?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm like sitting here trying to listen to you, and you're talking about ponies, and I'm butchering things in the garbage disposal. And you know, it's sort of like, you know, if your alarm clock is going off while you're asleep, and somehow or another you find a way to incorporate it into your dream. It's like I'm suddenly seeing like baby sweet steps in the garbage disposal getting butchered because of this conversation.
God.
Poor girl.
Yes, poor girl, definitely, because I bought her from someone. She had a feedback of 6. And I took a chance. The only thing they would accept was a money order.
Oh, man, you are really taking a chance.
I went to the post office, got the money order, sent off the money order. A week goes by. Hey, did you get the money order?
Not sure, thanks for the money.
Another week goes by, and I finally get a response. Hey, you know what? My wife's been sick, so I'm going to be shipping off everything she sold on eBay. Okay, fine. A month goes by.
Oh, good Lord.
I still have no baby sweepstakes. I go on eBay. She's no longer a registered user.
Oh, it gets better.
I ended up going to the post office, filing a claim, and I got my money back for how much I put out for the amount of the money order. Of course, I didn't get back the money I put out to buy the money order.
Right, which I think is only a dollar. So consider yourself lucky in that regard that at least you were able to get your, you know, your other money back.
I ended up getting, they actually sent me a copy of the canceled money order because I had to take in the paperwork from eBay that stated the person was scamming people. A lot of people didn't get their items, you know, just to get my money back. They sent me a copy of the canceled money order that had been cashed 2 weeks, just 2 weeks prior to me getting my money back.
Ah, fudge, I just cut myself. Boy,
oh,
this is an exciting episode. Damn it, I cut myself. I was trying to open up my little thing, a cantaloupe. Oh, God, I'm going to sue Harris Teeter. Making these ridiculously sharp plastic containers for your cantaloupe. I don't even want to eat the cantaloupe now. Oh, God. Damn it. Excuse me. PG-13 warning.
Yes, but if you do it after you swear, it doesn't count.
Well, I gave a PG-13 warning earlier in the show. It was therefore a long-standing PG-13 warning. God, I can't believe I cut myself. You know, it's one thing to cut yourself with a knife or like some sort of predictable cutting utensil. It's another thing to open up a little plastic container tub of freaking cantaloupe and slice your finger open.
Yes, it is. It is quite different.
And it wants to bleed. I guess I won't be going to the pony room.
Please, not with bloody fingers. But yes, that was my story about poor little baby sweet steps.
So did you ever get her, though? I mean, obviously not from that seller, but...
No. I eventually got her because I've got the entire set. And they're just a happy-go-lucky little set. They're just like the adults with the molded...
tutus? Or
the molded
leotards, rather?
Leotards. The molded little ballet slippers. They can move their heads. They can move their feet.
And they're cute when they're put with their mommies.
Yes, they are really
and
cute.
And I share. I get extra flower barrettes to put into the babies so they don't feel like they came with nothing.
Yeah.
Band-aid and you know what I'm going to use? I'm going to use a My Little Pony Band-Aid.
There you go.
Boy, see, just never ends. Who shall I use? Let's see who I have left. See, I got Scootaloo. I got My Little Pony logo and Pinkie Pie. I got... another Pinkie Pie, and I've got Rainbow Dash, and I got, man, I think I got everybody available. Am I just up? No, I do not have a Starcatcher in small size. It looks like I have the Cherry Blossom.
positions.
I think I'm going to go with Cherry Blossom. I'm staying away from Scootaloo just because she's orange like the cantaloupe.
I would too.
Just can't face that memory.
No, don't. Turn away
Brutal.
From it.
On air. God, how could that happen to me? And I'm like one of those people that are like really paranoid when you get injuries about like, you know, infection or, you know, because I was handling food products or, you know, it was dirty sink or, I mean, yeah, I'm a little weird that way where I'll like get out the, I'll clean it and then I'll use like an antiseptic cleaner and then I'll use like a triple antibiotic ointment and a Band-Aid.
Your finger.
Come on. Yeah, I know. But it makes me feel so much better. It's part of the healing process. It's therapeutic.
Evidently so.
Oh, but you know what else sucks?
What?
I just had my nails done. Which I do like once every 6 months, okay? I mean, I'm not that frou-frou. But now I've got to put like a Band-Aid around my finger, which totally does not go with my, you know, nail polish.
No, it does not.
Okay. So what else do we got?
Are we ready to move on?
Yes, I'll just deal.
Okay, moving
up. I think done eating. So, yes, we were talking about the poor little sweet step ballerina girls who rudely had gotten their time interrupted due to my injury.
Yes, they did.
Sorry, girls.
It's all right.
At least we won't have to, like, it's not like, okay, everybody, we're going to the hospital. I need stitches. That would have sucked.
Yes,
see, the lesson I think everybody should learn from this is what happens when you multitask.
Yes.
You don't cook all of your food together the way you're supposed to. You slice open your finger. Okay, yeah, I feel much better now.
So are we ready to move on?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go over to the pony room here and take a look at the ballerina babies here.
Have
a moment of bonding with them since I so rudely interrupted their moment in the sunshine. Hi, girls. Hi. Yes, you're very sweet. Yeah, and it's like, if you kind of look at it, if you're trying to put them together as families, it's like the one mom really has two kids.
Yes.
Because the girl just, they don't, like, one is just blatantly obvious. I mean, they just so belong together. And then the other one is just like, well, you know, you really just don't belong to anybody except this one, possibly. So, yeah, I have two of the babies. And I have all the moms. I don't know why I don't have the other babies, but I don't.
Well, that's just me. I've got all of the babies, but I've got all but one of the moms.
Go figure.
Yes.
So, okay.
Moving on. Next we've got teeny tiny ponies.
The teeny teeny tiny ponies that look like kitty cats?
The teeny tiny ponies who were meant to be even younger than the newborn ponies are smaller.
Right, so these guys have, like, the non-existent nose.
Yes.
And the little itty-bitty ears and the round heads. And it's very easy to, you know, think of them as kitty cats.
Yes. And it even says they're even smaller with tiny, thin, feline-like faces. And they've often been explained as being called it actually explained their names, because you've got little Giggles, little Honey Pie, little Tabby, who I have with her comb, and little Whiskers.
You know, I think Hasbro was having a moment of confusion there, maybe. Are they like, maybe they're like, yes, let's make them cats. Oh, wait, no, bad idea.
Let's make them cat-like.
Yeah, okay. I have to look at what I've got here. We've got, gosh, they are so stinking cute because they're just so little.
Little tiny, little babies.
Tell me which ones are which now.
You have little Giggles, who is purple with blue hair.
Okay.
Little Honey Pie, who is blue with purple hair.
Got her.
Little Tabby is pink with greenish hair. And little Whiskers is white with pink hair.
Which is interesting because, like, okay, little Whiskers has a rattle for a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So, seriously, I think they were going to be cats and they changed their minds. And then
probably.
Little Honey Pie has a bottle and one hell of a mohawk, let me tell you.
Yes.
I got this gal mint off card, and wow, the hair. I mean, you know, Beehive City.
Yes, even on Kim's site, it's just like this mohawk type.
Yeah, that's how she came off the card. And had I not gotten her off the card, I probably would have questioned what was going on with that hairstyle. But no, she seriously had one heck of a do. She had a doobie-doo, doobie-doo. Yeah, definitely.
And they only came in two different molds. And one was marked with a one on the pony's left front hoof.
Now, that's if they're twins. That's what they're, oh, yeah, they did. They had them. But maybe they did that for the twins.
Maybe no, they said teeny tiny ponies are all Earth ponies and have very, and each a bear brush or a duck comb. They came in two different molds, one marked with a one on the left pony hoof, the others marked with a two in the same place.
Yeah, and you know why they did that, right?
Why?
Because later they were going to make them twins, and that's how you could tell the difference if you couldn't tell the immediate difference between some subtle leg placement or something. You just looked at your ponies and you knew which one was one by one and two.
Well, see, now that makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah, because I have the twins, and that's exactly how it works. You've got one and two for each one of the twins.
Well,
so it's not like with your twins, you don't have two number ones. You have a one and a two. So should you ever really be confused, you just look under the hooves. I think that was maybe a little foresight on their part where they were like, I think we should make these guys twins later, but how are we going to be able to identify them? I know. Let's give them a one and a two. Yeah. That would be awesome. Then we can make them look almost identical. That's what I think happened.
That works for me.
Which is pretty neat to actually say, hey, I mean, they thought ahead. They didn't just wing it that time?
Nope, they didn't. But up next, we have ponies who are keeping secrets. They're the secret surprise ponies.
They are huge.
No kidding. I had to go get mine because I don't have mine. I have one, but I don't have it marked in my off the checklist or off the book. There is a very good reason behind it, and I will explain it.
Yay, for they us.
Named all the ponies. These girls basically had a little slot where a little key could go into, and it would unlock their back, and their back would flip open.
Their saddle. It was like shaped like a saddle.
Their saddle would pop open, to a little secret compartment that had either a neck, either a ring, or it looks like a bracelet.
You know, I have, again, these are one of those things, you know, I wasn't real impressed with this particular run, because they were just so big. I mean, it was like secret. Their secret was that they ate too many ponies, and they're huge. That was their secret.
Yeah, this one in my herd is kind of like, there's a secret pony.
Yeah, I picked, what I wound up doing is I think I did have like all three of them. I think there was three, right?
Four. No, there were four.
There was four? They were still making four of these things? Damn.
Yeah.
No, I had a few of them. I probably had three of them. And I decided to just pick the one that I thought, you know, I guess I liked the most appealing and actually had the key for. And let me tell you, the keys did not work. They were too flimsy. Yeah, like most people will use like a dime or a penny or something to like unlock their little secret surprise pony. And I thought, wow, that's just convenient. Wish I had a key. I finally got a key, and the little end of the plastic for the key, just after using it a couple times, it just becomes so flimsy because it's just such a small piece, and the mechanism is just a little bit more of a sturdy clicking kind of, that the key doesn't work. So, yeah, she's got the key dangling around her neck. She's got a dime sitting next to her foot. Because if I actually want to open her, I got to use the dime. Just interesting, another one of those, you know, that's probably something they should have thought about a little bit more during production, because that didn't work out so well.
No, it did not. And these girls were Pretty Puff, Secret Beauty, Secret Star, and Star Dazzle. And this is the reason why I do not have mine marked. I have the body for Secret Star, and I got her in one auction. And then in another auction, now she didn't have her saddle at all. In another auction, I found a saddle. But it is not Secret Star's saddle. I have the saddle for Secret Beauty. It's on Secret Star, but the locking mechanism is broken, and so it is currently tied on with a piece of ribbon.
Sweet.
A purple ribbon with black dots.
Well, that's something. I have the... Who do I have? Let me pull her out and play with her and then cuss at her because she does not work properly. I have the white one with the pink hair.
Oh, you have Pretty Puff.
Pretty Puff?
Pretty Puff.
Okay, I take it back. The mechanism, the key does work. It's just a little tricky because it is a flimsy piece of plastic. I'm going to try again. Okay, it's not so bad. You just have to turn the right way.
Yes.
But I still have a dime next to her foot just in case.
Well, I don't have a key for her either, so. But.
Yeah, I think, and her key is pink, right? I think I kept the one that had the right key.
I don't know.
Well, come on.
Hold
you're
on
the computer.
Please.
Look it up.
No, that's right.
See, I'm loving this new arrangement where I get to roam aimlessly around the house and go to the pony room and just make you do all the work at the computer. This works really well
her
for me.
Her key is pink. Yes.
Yay! Pink. We have the correct key with the correct pony. Did she come with any ribbons or anything like that?
Nope.
Well, did she come with a brush?
They came with a peach. Oh, wait, they did. No, peach bow and pony cameo comb.
What? Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Is it the weird shaped comb with the little cameo?
Weird. I
think it's a weird shaped comb. And it's like one of those things that you're like, is this really a My Little Pony item?
I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Yes, it is. It is a bow.
Hold on.
And it has a cameo.
Put me on speaker. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, it is a bow, and it has little tines at the bottom for combing through the pony hair, and right in the middle of the bow is a cameo of a pony.
Okay. I gotta find my bag of pony combs and invest.
See, this is the great thing about Summer's book. She has actually all the combs and brushes listed in the front.
Now, you gotta love people who go ahead and do all the work for you and the research and the whatnot. I'm gonna dig through all this stuff when I find out I've had to. Stuff in a completely different place. Oh, look at that. It was right in front of my face all this time. Okay, for all of you, listen to this. That would be the combs. That's my bag of special combs, actually. I have another bag of not special combs. Hey, what color is her comb?
Her comb is supposed to be, hold on, peach.
Ugh, drat. I've got the purple one.
That is for Stardazzle.
So close. And did you say they came with a brush, too?
No, it's just the comb.
Just the comb. And I have the wrong one. Oh, well. Hey, at least I have a comb. I can say I have the comb. I have the correct key. I have the correct saddle. And at least I have a comb, even if it's not the correct comb. It's fine. It's fine for me.
Unlike me, who just has a random saddle on the back of hers and it is tied on.
Tied on with a bow. Come on, you gotta. That's dedication. That's true pony caring. That's what that is.
Well, the bow is actually at the bottom, so it just looks like... I could always turn it to the top. There we go. Oh, that actually is really cute.
You did not think of that before?
No, this is cute. With the bow right in the middle of the saddle, this is cute.
The things I'm discovering.
Look at this. You've got a new look. You're a happy pony again.
Yay, pony. One of these, yeah, I've got this, wow, look what's in this. I've got this big old, little type storage bin that I put, like, all kinds of, like, playset stuff that isn't on display and accessories for a million and one things I just don't know what to do with. And I put the bag of combs in there as well, and I've decided that's not a good location for it because I go in there for it too darn much, and it's like, ouch, I get sucked into it. I'm literally standing on top of it, so it's not like it's like I just walk over and just pop it open. It's like a whole freaking thing to itself.
Well, fall out of that box because we've got more ponies to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
Or did you also want to mention which piece of jewelry they came with?
I wouldn't know.
You had Pretty Puff, who came with the gold ring with the clear jewel. You had Secret Beauty with the silver ring with the pink gem. Secret Star came with a white beaded heart bracelet. And Stardazzle came with the purple beaded heart bracelet.
Really? I guess that would be one of those things on my list of things to maybe one day get. Maybe I'll complete my little pony here who just doesn't have her jewelry. Of course, that'll be the one thing that costs like $50.
Probably.
Which, you know, if that's the case, she just won't be getting it.
Yeah. So, but onwards and upwards, we are going to meet with royalty yet again in the pony world.
Because, you know, 20 royal families is just not enough.
And let's just say it looks like the it looks like royalty mated with Groucho Marx.
Yeah, royalty was not really discerning this time.
No. When they first came out, they might have been cute. They might have been pretty.
Oh, come on. They were never cute. They were Cher, okay? I had a Cher doll, too, by the way.
Oh,
now,
God.
With Cher, it made sense. Because let's face it, the girl was half known for her freaking eyelashes. But
yeah.
for the ponies, I mean, we're talking this was happening like 15 years down the line or 20 years down the line after the Cher doll. I mean, why were they doing this?
Yes, well, you had the princess ponies, whom were basically the same pony. It was basically in the same body type as the bride pony. And they were the same pose. One was, they didn't have a name. They were never officially named. You just had the pink princess pony and the purple princess pony.
Yeah, and when their eyelashes are, like, not too unruly, you know, when they're all going in the same direction, they're kind of all the same length, they don't look as bad.
As scary?
But they're still one of those things that you're just like, Yeah. Yeah, and then they have the gaudy cape that goes with them. I mean, they just really don't have a whole lot going for them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, you love them or you hate them, or you're just like, they're so quirky, I have to have them.
Oh, yes. I got one, and I got the pink princess. And I've got her hot pink collar and cape, and I have her little silver crown.
See, I don't think I have the crowns. I have both of them, and I have their capes, but I don't think I have their crowns.
See, the only thing I'm missing is her brush.
Their brush. What brushes did they come with?
It's a frog brush. You have the periwinkle blue frog brush for the pink one, and the dark pink frog brush for the purple one.
I think I have the periwinkle frog brush. I will have to look. Is that everything? Okay. What is this? This is laundry. See, I'm going on a trip tomorrow, and I'm having to actually prepare for said trip at the same time. So my multitasking has not ended. Let's go back to the bag of brushes. And who do I have?
And just one quick little thing here. We are having a bit of a technical difficulty with the chat room. I actually got knocked out for some reason.
That's okay, because I don't pay attention anymore anyway.
I cannot get back in.
So I shouldn't say that.
Nico, if she is talking to me via the chat room, I do not see you.
All right, you
I'm
said periwinkle?
To
periwinkle
it's
and
periwinkle
a pink?
Blue. Periwinkle blue and pink. Dark pink.
Cool. I have periwinkle, but I don't have dark pink. When it came to brush collections, I mean, because I had a buttload of them, the ones that I wound up keeping were the unique ones, you know, the frogs, the lollipops, the flutter ponies, the brush and grows and twisty tails and, you know, the goofy looking ones, the race cars, and the ones that I knew went with somebody really important, even if it was a plain one. But the frog brushes always threw me for a loop. I knew some of them went with the big brothers and some of them I think went with the little brothers and the, I can never remember who goes with what with them.
Yeah, those brushes are really unique.
But I keep them.
No. But.
Okay, good to know. So I have a princess brush.
On to the end of year 9.
The end? say it isn't so.
Have a re-release in a different pose, but she also came with something. She came with a VHS cassette.
Firefly! Is it her? Tell me it's her.
It is Firefly, and she came with Firefly's Adventure VHS. And you do not want to know how long it took me to finally get the Firefly collector's, what they call the collector's edition.
That is actually my daughter's favorite pony. I asked her, I think that was the very first one that she kidnapped. Was not the original Firefly, but the Firefly movie version.
Hmm.
And to this day, I asked her just a week or so ago, who is your favorite pony? And she says it's Firefly movie version because she remembers the day she snatched her. She remembers the beginning of it all, how she rescued her from the kitchen eBay stack. So.
And this girl, her movie was originally, it wasn't originally called Firefly's Adventure. It was
Called Escape from Katrina?
No, it
Something
was
like
Rescue
that.
From Midnight Castle.
Where the heck am I getting Escape from Katrina? That's another one, isn't it?
It's a different movie. But
well, at least I was in the right ballpark.
Coming off of... This is one of the more popular original ponies. Firefly is one of the most popular of the original ponies returned this year in a special edition, repackaged with the very first My Little Pony TV special on VHS cassette, Rescue from Midnight Castle, renamed as Firefly's Adventure. This version of Firefly is in a completely different pose with darker colors than the original. And there's a collector's note that states the VHS version of Firefly's Adventures packaged with this set is highly sought after as it is the full special. As of print time, there has not been a DVD release of this special yet.
Oh, great. I wonder if I have that.
It was unedited. And off of Kim's site, it states, the first My Little Pony special was originally released on video in the mid-80s, but only to rent. As in the days when videos were very rarely released for purchase. And when they were sold for an average of $80 to $90.
Wow.
Holy
yeah, I remember
cow.
Back in the day they were not
just
cheap.
My mother just confirmed that. She's actually stayed in here for the entire show.
Wow.
she has not run off screaming.
I'm telling you, it's the spaghetti and the cutting of the finger and the stealing of the garlic bread. Lures them in. My mishaps are just so entertaining. People are going to be like, I think our last show probably had the least amount of, like, archive downloads because neither one of us had any kind of, like, mishaps. It was just like, yeah, okay, next pony. You know, it was, like, very uneventful.
Well, actually, unless you count my coming on to the show and not having a co-host for 20 minutes.
Oh, we see maybe that was it. They're like, oh, she's not there. It's not going to, no calamity shall befall her. That's what did it. That's it.
That
blame me. Just blame me. Any way you look at it, just blame me. It's my fault. I am that important. That's right. It's actually because I suffer from a really self-esteem complex where I don't feel important at all. So.
Well, Alley Cat, can I tell you something? When
we
I
have to end the show in 5 minutes?
Other than that, when we had Car Red Roses on last month for her second show, the archive is currently at 106.
Oh, shut up. Fine, replace me. Have Car be the permanent co-host. If that's what
I'm
people
not
want, that's fine.
I think it's just because we had someone new. They were going, oh, it's that little cat. What's going on here?
I don't know. Now I'm feeling like that I'm just not loved.
You
That's
are.
What it is.
Okay, the very first show where when you were officially announced as co-host has 122.
Yeah, but look how long ago that was. Cars, like, encroaching my numbers within, like, 2 weeks.
That's
good thing I like that girl.
Okay. Think about, okay, you saw the movie Twilight, correct?
Yeah. I don't
remember
like to admit, but yeah, I thought.
Said, remember what Jessica said about all the guys hovering around Bella?
Yeah.
She's the shiny new toy.
Oh, so I'm the old maid. Is that what you're saying?
No, you're not.
You know what? I'm going to want a poll. Dang it. I want a poll, and I want to know if people think I need to go and Carr needs to take my place, then I will graciously step down.
No, no, no. We don't want that.
I don't know why you're sucking up. It's not like you pay me or anything. And if you did,
right,
you'd probably get Carr cheaper. She might not argue and tease you as much as I do.
Well, see, that's why people love you.
That's true. Okay.
You tease me and mess around with me like that and
torment you. Yeah, I know. I'm completely keeping
track.
Carr
has the pony good luck, so there you go. We're a complete team right there.
All right, all right, all right. Well, you know, I'm going to be going back to college here in a few weeks. Let's see. When do I go back to school? School starts 24th for me. So I'm sure there's going to be some days where I'm just like, you know what, guys, I got homework. And I just can't. Carr. And she's going to be so mad. She hates being called Carr, by the way. So
I know.
She's silently cussing at me. I think she's even, you know, she's even texted me, when the heck are you guys going to say my name right?
I say her name right all of the time.
What do you say? Do you say Red Roses or do you say Karen?
I say Carr Red Roses.
Well, all right, fine. Okay, so Karen,
you know,
Red Roses, darling, I'm so sorry that I just can't seem to help it. It's something that's been embedded in my brain for like the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years from seeing you on the TP. And just, you know, like I said, if it makes you feel any better, people call me Lack in person. And it makes me feel like a lactating cow.
Oh, God.
It's like so much for little Alicat. Hey, it's Lack. Yes, it's me. I'm lactating. Thank you.
Okay. Back to the Adventures of Fireflies. Back to Fireflies adventure video. It had both the uncut and the edited version. So,
that's pretty unusual for a VHS.
Yeah.
Because if I remember correctly, gosh, it's like, you know, you're feeling old when you can't remember some of this simple stuff. If I remember, it's like VHS. It wasn't like you had menus like you did with CDs.
No.
Or DVD players, DVDs. You know, you have menus. Like, what do you have to do? You have to watch the whole dang thing or fast forward to, like, the end and then you get to watch it again?
Yes.
How exactly did that work?
But, yes, that is the end of year 9. Next week, we move on to year 10, which is, yes, the end of the U.S. releases.
Oh, no.
So, until next week, I guess we'll have to do Pony Bye-Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Kim Monol, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
So did you say we could still talk?
Yes.
Awesome.
For 10 seconds.
Just when I thought the show was over.